Up, we're going to bring you Let the Sun Rise featuring Ichigochi by Morgz, but this is now the Metapony remix.
Yeah, Metapony's done his normal thing and just completely changed the way it sounds, but still kept the original feel about it.
Yeah, he's kind of flipped the song up on its head in a sense, because while the original was a nice kind of chilled, relaxed focus on vocals, this song really brings out that kind of main lead melody and absolutely smashes it into a great piano sound.
Yeah, those pianos really come through, and they just bring with it that upbeat feeling.
Yeah, it feels almost like a pop song at times, like you could just imagine some kind of big name star kind of singing over the top of it and really fitting it quite well.
I like what he's done with the highs as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of kind of focus on not so much on a melody, but on kind of keeping that kind of upbeat feel throughout the entire drop. Not just kind of you bringing it in for a bit and then letting it out to focus on some more of the low notes. He's really kind of brought the two together to make it fantastic.
Yeah. Well done, Metapony. Well done.
Let the sun skies, clear the clouds away, bring on a bright new day. Let the sun rise, open up the skies, clear the clouds away, bring on a bright new day. We'll be right back.
And we're coming to the end of the show, but we've still got a couple more songs for you. And this next one is by Canber Rash, and it's called Relaxing Sunny Day.
And this is quite a cinematic piece. It's very kind of, I wouldn't say epic, because it doesn't really push the boundaries of kind of pushing out like loud, you know, interesting noises to kind of accent heavy, hard-hitting images. It's more focused on kind of telling a story through the instruments. So you'll notice that throughout it, there's always one lead instrument that kind of sets the tone or theme for that section. You start off with that trumpet, and then you've got the more epic guitar later on, and together it kind of melds into like a big story told just through music.
Yeah, and that story is something akin to just a lone pony walking through the mountains, but it's a nice sunny day, and they're just out to enjoy the day.
Yeah, it feels almost like kind of like a Western, like you expect any turn there could be danger, but every time he turns the corner, it's just more sun. It's just another pretty day for him to enjoy.
And that trumpet, it just comes through, and I like it. It's nice to hear that instrument in some songs nowadays.
Yeah, especially in this style, it's very underutilized recently, so I feel like it's really kind of refreshing to hear it here again.
Oh, normally you hear them in the background as accompaniment, but here it's actually the focus of the song.
Yeah, and I really like that.
Thank you.
And that's all the time we have for today.
Thank you for tuning in to Lycan D's Beats.
Before we go, we have a very important announcement to make, and that is the fact that Lycan D's Beats has announced their third album, Beats Me 3.
And this is something that you should really all be excited for. The last two albums have been absolutely fantastic, and as trends go, this one will be even better.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to everyone's submissions because, it's going to be great. And submissions are due July 3rd with a release on the 21st of July.
So make sure you get in quickly or at least start working on them now so that you'll have something ready by the time that rolls around.
That's right. But we will be back in 2 weeks' time at the same time of 5 p.m. UTC or 1 p.m. EDT. Because I won't be here next week, I will be at a convention.
Ooh, have fun.
Yes, Supernova is on, so I get to enjoy all things that are pop culture.
Hooray, anime galore.
Oh yeah. My name is Lycan, and you can find me on the Twitter and the Bandcamp at Lycan D's Beats.
I'm DJT, and you can find me on Twitter, Bandcamp, YouTube, and SoundCloud as DJT.
We will see you all in a fortnight's time.
Cheers.